Let's get the view from France now on French President Emmanuel Macron's state visit to Washington. Nicole Baccaron, a researcher with the National Foundation for Political Sciences in Paris, joins us via FaceTime. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what do people there in France make of the relationship between President Trump and Macron?
Well, they're truly quite fascinated. And, you know, this state visit is a big deal. So everybody's kind of watching it. President Trump is not popular in France. He's not popular in Western Europe. But still, there is a sense that our president, Emmanuel Macron, must work with him, must keep Donald Trump within the realm of leaders he can talk to, he can work with. And it seems to me that overall people think it's a good thing if a working relationship can be established.
Let me try to understand this. As you say, Trump is unpopular in France, but Macron is also dealing with his own unpopularity in France right now, right? So what are people looking for Macron during this visit? What does he have to do to make the people in France feel that this visit was a win?
Well, I think beyond all the ceremony and all the glory that, you know, surrounds such trips, and that would definitely give Emmanuel Macron a boost in terms of his stature, of his prestige, he needs to have something to show for when he comes back.
Like what?
And nobody expects huge, definitive announcements about the big issues that are going to be discussed. But Emmanuel Macron at least needs to come back with some openings, some sign that they will be a further negotiation. And of course, I'm thinking about, you know, the future of Syria and the involvement of France and the United States. I'm thinking about the trade issues. As you know, the exemptions for the European Union in terms of trade expire on May 1st. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really fast. And the Iran deal may or may not be certified by President Trump on May 12th. And Iran is definitely the trickiest issue.
What leverage does Macron have over this relationship with Trump, you think?
I think Trump and Macron need each other. Macron has become, because, you know, Theresa May is more or less out of the game, Angela Merkel is weaker than she used to be, Macron has become like the face of European diplomacy, of Western diplomacy almost. But, you know, his voice and his vision have not much weight if he doesn't have the support of the United States. And on the other hand, Donald Trump has in Macron a partner who recognizes him, who welcomes him, who doesn't lecture him, and who is not afraid of him, you know, which is important too. So Macron is like an open door to Europe for Donald Trump. And on the other hand, Macron needs the support of his partner across the Atlantic for many, many of his projects.
Nicole Baccaron is a researcher with the National Foundation for Political Sciences in Paris. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks to you.